The troubled transitional housing complex project on Lorraine Street is on track to open by July, and remains on budget despite its challenges. City Community Development General Manager Steve Jacques gave City Council an update on the project last week, noting that tradespeople are on site working on the first two floors. The third and fourth floor of the 40-unit complex are expected to arrive for placement in mid-March. As hopefully the weather continues to improve and the snow leaves, then we start to do the groundwork and the finish, Jacques said, adding there has been marginal delay in the project's timing. When a ceremonial groundbreaking was held for the project in June 2023, it was anticipated to open by the end of that year. We anticipate there will be some delays, but we're being reassured by our trades and our providers that they're endeavoring to meet all the timelines, Jacques said. The project's troubles were made public in late October, when Sudbury.com learned its general contractor, Nomotic Modular Structures Inc., had declared bankruptcy on October 6. Work continued to secure the property until October 13, after which it was left dormant. After an almost two-month pause, Flex Modular was named the project's new general contractor, and work recommenced in early December. Then, an alleged fraudster hacked the contractor's email address and defrauded the city of Greater Sudbury of $1.5 million, of which they've been able to recover more than $1 million through the courts so far. Despite these hurdles, Jacques said the project came with a fixed cost of $14.4 million, which they have met thanks to bonds in place for construction and performance. We have a budget and we're holding the contractor and the surety and everyone else to those prices, he said. Meanwhile, the province has yet to come forward with funding for the complex. The building will be staffed by an assertive community treatment team of medical professionals to help its chronically homeless residents find success. With healthcare under provincial jurisdiction, the city has been advocating for the province to contribute $2.5 million, but have committed to funding it regardless. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.